Our convoy that consisted of three buses and three ICRC vehicles were heading from Wad Madani area to Khartoum to evacuate vulnerable civilians, including children, elderly people who were stuck in an area with heavy fighting without food and access to health care. But unfortunately, they were not able to reach the area because they were hit by the fire. And as a result, unfortunately, two people, a driver and assistant, tragically died, and seven people were injured, including three ICRC staff. And out of the seven people who were injured, two were very seriously injured. And they are now in hospital. And we are, of course, extremely worried and outraged by this incident, because the humanitarian workers should never pay the price with their own life to be able to do their work.
Yes, you say incident, but this was a deliberate attack. Is that correct?
Yes, the convoy was attacked, was shot at, and indeed, this is a very serious incident for us, and that because one of the main activities, one of the pillars of our humanitarian work, according to the mandates that we have, is to be able to cross the front lines. And we do this to bring life-saving aid to people, to evacuate people who are stuck in conflict areas, including some of the most vulnerable. And if the humanitarian mission and the emblem, the protective Red Cross, Red Crescent emblem, is not respected, then this just puts into question our ability to do this life-saving work.
So the vehicles were clearly marked as ICRC property carrying out humanitarian operations. And I assume you coordinated the evacuation operation with both the army and the rapid support forces, the warring factions in Sudan. Did you do that?
Indeed. This is the standard procedure. Our teams, all our vehicles, they're always very clearly marked with the Red Cross emblem. And this was the case yesterday. And also before making any movement in a conflict area affected by the fighting, we always coordinate with the parties to the conflict. And this was what was done yesterday as well.
Do you know which party attacked your convoy, and have you received any communications, or have you corresponded with either side or both of them over this?
We are in touch with both sides. There were also some communications that the parties were issuing about this incident, about what happened. For us, it is not, we don't want to play the blame game. We are, of course, extremely heartbroken and shocked about what happened to our personnel and also people who were working with us, the bus driver, and just unimaginable to think what their families are going through right now. We are talking to the parties. It is an extremely severe incident. For us, the priority is to ensure that this does not happen in the future, that the international humanitarian law is respected, and this law protects civilians, but also humanitarian personnel and medical workers. And it's crucial that all the necessary measures are taken on the ground by the warring parties to spare civilians from harm.
The army seems to accept responsibility for this, and they blame the ICRC. Army sources are quoted as saying the ICRC convoy violated some of the terms of the evacuation arrangement. They came too close to their defensive, the army defensive positions, while utilizing a vehicle or vehicles belonging to the rebels. That's the rapid support forces. What can you tell me about this claim?
Well, I can tell you what, I can just reiterate what I have already told you about what happened yesterday is that we were in communication and following the routes, and that our teams, they were in vehicles that were marked by the Red Cross emblem.